Welcome to The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheelan, and it'll be my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the next half hour. The Onion is a parody of news and commentary and contains material that some people will find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. Today, Lockheed Martin develops giant tactical rubber spider. Dateline Bethesda, Maryland. Ushering in a new, highly advanced era of creepy-crawly warfare, defense contractor Lockheed Martin announced Friday that it had developed a giant tactical rubber spider. With the introduction of this state-of-the-art rubber spider and its highly realistic blood-curdling fangs, the face of combat has changed forever, said CEO James Teichlet, explaining that the long-range 250-foot-tall precision latex arachnid could be deployed anywhere in the world to scare the living daylights out of anyone in a 3,000-mile radius. Enemy combatants are sure to flee when they see these immense cutting-edge rubber spiders dropped into a war zone. Its power to freak out even the most well-trained military forces in the world should not be overstated. Reached for comment, a UN official confirmed they had drafted a resolution condemning the use of giant rubber spiders in war zones as inhumane and gross. Next, scientists confirm shingleback lizard's only reptile that mate for sake of aging mothers. Dateline Ithaca, New York. Noting that the evolutionary quirk results in plenty of familial strife, herpetologists at Cornell University confirmed Tuesday that shingleback lizards are the only reptiles that mate for the sake of their aging mothers. Unlike other lizards, the shingleback seeks out a partner to reproduce with as a means to stop the constant haranguing from its mother, lead researcher Alonzo Gentry told reporters, adding that the short-tailed reptiles most often find a suitable mate via dates set up by their mothers. A shingleback lizard may be single for years despite its mother's objections, but eventually it gets sick of hearing about how she'll die of a broken heart if she doesn't get grandbabies soon. The lizard is then likely to enter into a relationship that may not be healthy just to stop the complaining. A few months later, it gives birth to its offsprings and is saddled with deep bitterness that its life is over. Gentry went on to add that shinglebacks have the highest suicide rate of any lizard species. Next, forgetful man playing fast and loose with free trials, Dateline Oak Park, Illinois. Paying no mind to his forgetful nature and instead leading a fancy-free, devil-may-care attitude toward his tendency to sign up for promotional offers, area man Ben Cameron was playing it fast and loose this week with his free trials for numerous subscription-based services. Yeah, why not? I'll try Fubi. It's free for the first month, so I'll just cancel after the trial runs out, said Cameron, whose goldfish-like memory rendered him completely ignorant to the fact that he had already forgotten to cancel previous free trials for Gamefly, Paramount Plus, Peacock, and several others, despite the steady stream of automatic monthly payments continually withdrawing from his checking account. It's my way of gaming the system. Why would I pay for Audible Premium when I can just listen to all the audiobooks I want for 1 month, then cancel without ever paying a dime? I just set a reminder in my calendar to cancel it after a month. Anyone who pays for this stuff when they sign up for is a sucker. At press time, Cameron was baffled to discover that he had already had an email account associated with Apple TV Plus, for which he'd been charged the past 8 months. Next, new federal law mandates women talk with baby voice, Dateline Washington. In a decisive victory for longtime champions of the cause, congressional leaders announced Wednesday the passage of a new federal law mandating that all women talk with a baby voice. Under the terms of this legislation, every American female over the age of 18 is now required to speak with short, simple words in a high vocal register, said Senate Majority Leader John Thune, underlying the Republican mission of paring down the vocabularies of every adult woman in the United States to a maximum of 5 words, including night, night, wuv, and tummy. This goes for all women, including my Senate colleagues. You must immediately tie your hair into pigtails and replace your standard laugh with a coquettish giggle. Any woman not wearing a schoolgirl uniform will be considered to have acted in direct violation of this law, as will any woman who refers to a man by any term other than daddy. Thune went on to express his support for a similar law that would require all the nation's men to lower their voices by at least 2 octaves and communicate solely through grunts. Next, frightened child sits atop stairs watching parents argue about ending of Sopranos. Dateline St. Charles, Missouri. Covering her ears as her father screamed at her mother about the overuse of suggestive POV camera shots, local child Hadley Lohman sat frightened atop the stairs last night watching her parents argue about the ending of The Sopranos, sources confirm Wednesday. According to reports, Lohman crawled out of bed to the steps overlooking the living room, having heard her mother slam a door after her father suggested that the famous Cut to Black in the final episode of the HBO series was a total fucking cop-out, and that it had clearly been restored or had clearly been resorted to because showrunner David Chase didn't know how to end the story. The 8-year-old child then reportedly closed her eyes and wished that all the yelling about what Don't Stop Believing meant would cease, especially her mother's cries that the last scene was actually an artful use of suspense and that knowing Tony's fate wouldn't make it more satisfying. At press time, sources reported that Lohman had retreated back into her room, covered her head with a pillow to avoid hearing any more Sopranos spoilers. Next, House Democrats vow to hold president accountable with agriculture bill where first letter of every line spells out impeach Trump. Dateline Washington. Seeking to mollify a segment of their base clamoring for inquiries into the president's misconduct, House Democrats announced Tuesday that they would be holding the administration accountable by voting on an agriculture bill in which the first letter of every line spells out impeach Trump. We believe this is a fair compromise that falls short of the full impeachment inquiry some had asked for, but still shows voters who have the correct decoder that Democrats aren't taking this president's crimes lying down, said House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, telling reporters that the bill had been brought to the floor despite objections from Democrats in the battleground districts who generally favored a more complex alphabetic cipher that would eventually spell out impeach Trump if polling improves, or impeach Trump at the ballot box. When our children look back on this period of history, they will know that the Democratic Party served as a check on this corrupt administration by putting forward a bold and straightforward word puzzle proclaiming that this is not who we are as Americans. At press time, an elated Hoyer confirmed that the House had secured the bill's passage after tacking on an additional $2.5 million in funding for the president's border wall. Next, dejected Schumer superfan can't believe he dropped $10,000 on VIP party package. Dateline Baltimore. In the wake of news that the New York senator had postponed his book tour amid controversy over his vote for a spending bill, dejected Chuck Schumer superfan Sean Engston told reporters Monday that he couldn't believe he had dropped $10,000 on a VIP party package. "Chuck is basically my idol, so I can't tell you how excited I was to do that backstage champagne toast with him and get the autographed tote bag," said Engston, who went on to express reservations about ever buying the Chuck Schumer VIP party experience again after seeing how the minority leader had treated ardent fans who had sunk thousands on a supposedly unforgettable meet and greet with him. "If they're going to offer these VIP packages, they need to realize they're playing with the dreams of fans. At this point, it doesn't matter if they mailed me the limited edition poster with his headshot on it. Too little, too late in my book. This totally ruined my birthday plans, too. At press time, Angston had announced plans to get over the disappointment by purchasing a pre-show party package with Senator Michael Bennet, featuring specialty Bennett-themed cocktails. Next. RFK Jr. claims measles can be cured with a good concealer. Dateline Washington. In the wake of a growing outbreak that has sickened hundreds and killed two in West Texas and New Mexico, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claimed Friday that measles could be cured with a good concealer. If you contract measles or suspect you have contracted measles, I recommend immediately applying a high-quality, full-coverage liquid or cream-colored corrector to affected areas, said Kennedy, who added that HHS was rushing to distribute facial cleanser, foundation, and 10-ounce tubes of L'Oreal Infallible to pharmacies in the region. Our nation's top infectious disease doctors recommend anyone who has been exposed to measles immediately use a ring light to assess their skin, apply a dab of 24-hour concealer, and then smooth with a brush or beauty blender makeup sponge. The truth is, if Americans just had proper access to lightweight cosmetic products capable of hiding blemishes, eliminating uneven skin tone, and highlighting natural complexion, measles could be eradicated. At press time, Kennedy had released a makeup tutorial where he demonstrated how to apply concealer manufactured by his wife Cheryl Hines' makeup company for extra measles protection. Next, basic woman's entire personality revolves around things she enjoys. Dateline Norfolk, Virginia. Rolling her eyes at her mindless embrace of that which brings her happiness in life, sources confirmed Tuesday that basic woman Madison Derry's entire personality revolves around things she enjoys. I honestly kind of cringe seeing how Maddie just goes along with what naturally appeals to her, said local woman Kelly Olson, who scoffed at how Derry's taste in everything from clothing to movies and music appears to be dictated not by a need to project a certain image of herself, but by how much she likes those things. Imagine being such a normie that you only look like things that bring genuine joy in your life. She hasn't made any effort to look past all this stuff she finds meaning and beauty in to see why she should be embarrassed by it. Doesn't she ever give a thought to what random strangers might think of her? She should try being a little original and force herself to pretend she hates what she likes. That's way more authentic. According to reports, Olson and some of her friends recently spent an entire hour scrolling through Derry's Instagram and laughing at the triteness of her loving relationships with her parents and husband. Next, senile grandma tries to set up grandkids with each other. Dateline Fort Wayne, Indiana. Boasting that she could already tell the two would produce beautiful babies, local senile grandma Deborah Hansen tried to set her grandkids up with each other, alarm sources confirmed Monday. You know, my lovely granddaughter here likes computers, just like you do. And she's single, Hansen reportedly told her 29-year-old grandson Zach while nudging his 17-year-old cousin Andrea toward him. Andrea, isn't Zach handsome? You have so much in common. Why don't I leave you two to chat and get to know each other better? At press time, sources reported Hansen had been taken home early after repeatedly calling Zach by her late husband's name and attempting to open-mouth kiss him. Next, Texas implements mandatory 6-month quarantine for anyone who has watched Will and Grace. Dateline Austin, Texas. In a drastic new order purportedly aimed at protecting its citizens, Texas state government officials reportedly put into effect a new mandatory 6-month quarantine that would apply to anyone who has ever watched Will and Grace. Anyone who watched Will and Grace, a sitcom that revolutionized the popular depiction of homosexuality in the United States in the mid to late 1990s, must undergo a mandatory quarantine period of 183 days, said Texas Governor Greg Abbott in an official statement announcing the controversial measure aimed at preventing the statewide spread of dangerous references to refreshingly realistic depictions, of gay life and sardonic quips from Karen Walker. We must all take serious precautions to keep ourselves safe from Will and Grace. Even a rerun is capable of doing serious damage. Watching merely 10 seconds of an episode of Will and Grace is enough to be irreversibly charmed by Jack McFarlane's free-spirited confidence. Abbott added that those who have already been placed in quarantine may qualify for early release by finishing at least 2 seasons of Yellowstone or Blue Bloods. Next, Democratic leaders stand real still in hopes no one notices them. Dateline Washington. With the elected officials trying their hardest not to move a muscle, reports confirmed Monday that Democratic leaders in Congress were standing real stiff in hopes that the American people wouldn't notice them. "Don't make any sudden movements or they'll spot us," Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, said out of the corner of his mouth, tightly squeezing his eyes shut as he reminded Representative Ted Lieu, Democrat of California, and Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, to hold their breath anytime a member of their voting public walked by. "Did it work? I think we're in the clear for now, but that was a close one. They could have talked to us, for crying out loud, or worse, demanded that we do something. Unless we put our hands up in front of our faces and crouch down behind our briefcases, some of these voters may realize we've been standing here all along." At press time, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, had reportedly been dragged into a conversation with a constituent after the otherwise motionless lawmaker forgot to silence her phone. Next, Eric Adams appoints deputy patsy for all future corruption probes, Dateline New York. Newly elected New York City Mayor Eric Adams continued to fill integral positions in his administration Thursday when he reportedly appointed a deputy patsy for all future corruption probes. "I've known Wendell Baez for years. He has a great track record for taking the fall for elected officials through all stratas of city government. And I know he'll do well in this position," said Adams, adding that the newly appointed deputy patsy would be leading a small team to take the fall for all future investigations into Adams for misappropriating funds, political patronage, and nepotism. "Mr. Baez will be working hand in hand with my administration to get out ahead of any potential corruption probe by installing people loyal to me in the district attorney's office, as well as in any federal investigation team. Because of that, he'll be well positioned to take the fall when illicit arrangements come to light while I keep my nose clean. New Yorkers can rest assured that this administration intends to do everything we can to maintain plausible deniability and transfer blame onto someone else." The deputy patsy was only one of several new Adams hires making waves, although the new mayor had been criticized for promoting several current mid-level city officials to members of his immediate family. Next, Mark Zuckerberg insists anyone with same skewed values and unrelenting thirst for power could have made same mistakes. Dateline Menlo Park, California. In an effort to dismiss widespread criticism, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg reportedly insisted Thursday that anyone with the same skewed values and tenacious thirst for power could have made the same mistakes he did. "I know I screwed up, and I understand why you're all upset, but if you were a morally corrupt megalomaniac hellbent on manipulating society to your twisted whims, you would have done the exact same thing," said Zuckerberg, suggesting that people should put themselves in the shoes of a self-absorbed asshole with a warped perception of humanity who justified the exploitation of personal connections as a mean of amassing unfettered influence and profits to truly comprehend why he made every completely fucked up decision? Listen, any cruel and sadistic piece of shit in my position would willingly cheapen the human experience into a series of superficial interactions to further their own tainted legacy. At press time, Zuckerberg expressed hope that people would take the time to consider his distorted, malicious perspective. Now it is time for Onion Sports March Madness by the numbers. The NCAA 2025 Division I men's and women's basketball tournaments kick off next week. This week, actually. In honor of the season, the Onion examines the key facts and figures behind March Madness. 7. Opportunities for Cooper Flagg's mom to embarrass him. 15. Times per week your coworker who won the office pool last year says he doesn't even follow basketball. 68. Exotic birds killed to make Kim Mulkey's outfits. 1,000. Number of dollars that it couldn't hurt to have some fun with. 3. Sweet mates pissed that Eric Dixon never washes his dishes. 10 million. Google searches for where is Gonzaga? 738,000. Basketballs worn through during the tournament. 3. Steps that Duke player just took. You saw it. 1-800-522-4700. The National Problem Gambling Helpline. Next, Washington Wizards reminded that bottled water in hotel room isn't free, Dateline Orlando, Florida. Emphasizing that he absolutely would not tolerate another away game that ended with over $200 in room charges, Washington Wizards coach Brian Keefe reportedly reminded his team Sunday that the bottled water in their hotel wasn't free. I know they don't have a price tag on them, but any water bottles in or around the mini-fridge are strictly off-limits, Keefe said to all 18 of his players, adding that while the players were not to drink the Evian water on their nightstands, they were more than welcome to bring their Nalgene and use the refilling station down the hall or use a glass to drink water from the tap in their bathroom. I realize you guys didn't know any better last time around, but each one of those Toblerones are like $10. Also, don't let the hotel staff see team scoring leader Jordan Poole. You might be sleeping three to a bed, but it's cheaper if they only know about two. At press time, Keith also told the players to eat as much as they could at the hotel's complimentary continental breakfast because they wouldn't be eating again until dinner. Next, numerous teams express interest in Aaron Rodgers playing elsewhere, Dateline New York. Leaping at the opportunity to make their intentions clear, numerous NFL front offices expressed interest this week in quarterback Aaron Rodgers playing elsewhere, sources confirmed Tuesday. Aaron Rodgers feels like he could be a great fit for the culture of other places, said an anonymous NFC general manager among the flurry of teams across the NFL frantically stating their commitment to keeping Rodgers off their roster. We immediately reached out to his agent to improve our chances of keeping Aaron Rodgers as far away as possible from our franchise. This puts us in a much better position than many of the other teams in the league who now risk acquiring the former Jets quarterback because they waited too long to make an insultingly low salary offer or mock his weird beliefs and idiotic conspiracy theories. At press time, several NFL teams reportedly entered a bidding war, offering high draft picks to any franchise willing to suffer Aaron Rodgers. Now it's time for American Voices. Overdue library book returned after 99 years. An 81-year-old woman returned an overdue book to a New Jersey library after discovering it among her grandfather's old things, finding that the book, Homemade Toys for Girls and Boys, was borrowed in March of 1926. What do you think, Maya Spanbauer, task coordinator? But I voted to get rid of libraries. Sergio Castello, snack advocate. Now his soul can finally rest. Rich Autumn, mitochondria expert. Sometimes the century gets away from you. Next. 4-year-old calls 911 to report mom for eating his ice cream. A 4-year-old Wisconsin boy called 911 to report that his mom was eating his ice cream, saying she was being bad and needed to go to jail. What do you think? Justin Edwards, film duster. Isn't he a little old to still believe the police are there to help? Mike Hargrove, gelatin molder. And I bet it took those lazy cops hours to show up. Valerie Hunt, yarn packager. That's really more of a 311 call. And finally today, Trump invokes law used to justify Japanese internment camps. President Donald Trump invoked the Alien Enemies Act for the first time since it was used to intern Japanese immigrants during World War II, granting himself sweeping authority to deport non-citizens without giving them the opportunity to go before a judge. What do you think? Marty Harville, phalangeo surgeon. I'm just hoping he doesn't remember what segregation was. Teresa Mori, coupon aggregator. Suspending habeas corpus feels like more of a third-term move. Clark Shaw, crate shipper. I never knew Venezuelans were Japanese. That concludes another edition of The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheeland. It's been my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the last half hour. And until next time, be well.